Blog Talk Radio.
And I feel I'm slowly coasting. Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave. And I dread that I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and I compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's a beast, I'm a nameless savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing.
The life, where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different, our marriage is lasting, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God, please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne.
afraid of disappointing you. Oh, I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure I
good morning, good morning. Motivational Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Yes, I'm still sexy, but I don't got to keep claiming it. Y'all can see that. Good morning, everybody. I'm blessed, man. It's Monday, so it's a double blessing. You already know. I feel blessed every day, but double blessed on Mondays. You know, Mondays is the start of my week. It's beginning again, you know. Each day we have an opportunity to make wrong things right. And Mondays is like that double. It's like almost like that double, I don't know, that double situation. For me anyway. I love my Mondays, man. Shout out to all those that are that love their Mondays and are experiencing a great Monday since they opened their eyes. You know, a lot of people don't realize that that is the gift right there, the fact that you open your eyes and you're able to have these feelings and emotions and go through life, you know. God has given you the opportunity to open your eyes to experience all that. You know, like how grateful should you really be feeling as opposed to, oh, it's raining or snowing or sun, whatever. Sunny to my part, up north, snowing. Either way, we got to be blessed by it all, you know. So I want to give a big shout out to my crossover church family. Yesterday, it was amazing. There was like about close, I want to say, I don't know, if around and about 1,000 baptisms done through the course of our three services. So that was amazing. Shout out to Pastor T, who was out there. And, you know, we had a special guest, Christopher Play Martin, which is from Kid and Play. And, you know, he gave his testimony, which I videotaped. If you follow me on Facebook, it's up there. The video's up there. He gave his testimony about his life. And, you know, he's still in the music industry. But how he deals now with being in the music industry and being a Christian and, you know, putting Jesus first, it could be done, folks. You know, it doesn't mean that because you actually display your belief and you're not embarrassed to say that you believe in, you know, in Jesus and God, Allah, whatever it is your spiritual beliefs are, you know, as long as you believe, as long as you have faith, that's what I'm saying, believe in faith in something, because something got to get you through the day. And we all in agreement that there is a supreme being. You know, the universe wasn't man-made. So as long as we're in agreement with that, we both know that there's, you know, there's a higher power we always got to seek to. So, yeah, he gave his testimony. It was very powerful, very deep. And he then got baptized at my church, Crossover Church. Yes, amen. So, you know, just God is working. I'm just so excited with my spiritual walk. I'm so fortunate to have, you know, been obedient and allow God to put me where he needs me. And I ended up in Crossover Church in Tampa, and I'm just, you know, that's my church home, and I'm just so elated. I'm just so happy to be there, to be able to be of service to my community and all those that walk in through that door, because I'm a lobby greeter. Wow, right? I'm a lobby greeter, and I greet everybody, and, you know, with a, you know, my big smile and my energy, I'm able to have that great energy in the morning, so people come in and, you know, they want to see a smile when you come into church. And then I went to my girlfriend's, Tamani's 10th birthday party, my girlfriend's son, Bernadette and Frank, their son, 10 years old. Oh, my God, it was great. They had the only water slide up in there. No, I didn't get on it. My kid did. Well, my son did. We had a great time. But she had this cake, right, Batman versus Superman cake. And Batman was, like, on top of this hill, and Superman was over in the bottom and was really little. I'm just saying, I guess, it, you know, it was the Batman party. So for those that seen the movie, you know, you'll understand. Those that didn't, it went right over your head. Shout out to all those that I've been speaking to during the course of the week for different situations. You know, I got you guys in prayer, man. I know everybody's hurting. I know everybody's going through stuff. And prayer changes things. I know I stayed prayed up because if I didn't, I don't know where I would be. I kid you not. So thank you, everybody, that's been supporting me in my spiritual walk as well, just trying to follow my calling. I'm trying to stay obedient. You know, we're of the flesh, so it's not easy. I always discuss about how I lived a positive life, and it's the hardest life I've ever lived. Like when I lived in the world, well, I mean, I still live in the world, but, you know, when I really was not, when I didn't know better, you know, I was doing certain things that I didn't realize that later on in life I would have to pay for. But when you know better, you do better, right? So with that being said, we have to really decide what is right and what is wrong. We have to really understand that we can begin certain things, but we're not the one that does everything. We need people. Like, you know, a lot of people are always saying, oh, I got this, I do everything by myself, I'm alone, whatever, blah. Actually, you're not. Like, if you really sit to really look, God sends certain people in your life to make certain things happen. It just doesn't happen just because. And it doesn't happen just because you decided it was going to happen, you know. So God allows things to happen, yes, or it doesn't. Let's give him a little more thanks, a little more praise, you know. Let's just, you know, give the props where it is due. Granted, we have ideas and, you know, but who really brings those ideas into fruition, you know, is the higher power for sure, you know. It's the universe that makes that happen. And who has control and hands on that universe? Yeah, exactly. So let's get off this high horse about me, and let's understand that it's all about a village. It's all about a community. Like, we all need each other. You guys don't want to admit that sometimes, but listen, it is what it is. And I surely deal with facts, and those are the facts. I'm going to go into my phone line. Remember, if you don't want to speak, just stay quiet and you can continue to listen to the show. It's all gravy. But if you want to talk, you know, this will be your opportunity. So go into my phone line. 917-917. Good morning, y'all. With ME2K. Peace. 917-628. Okay, cool. No problem. I'll keep going. 718, good morning, y'all, with ME2K. Okay, why you want to listen today? No problem. Listen, I need people to listen because I know I surely like to talk. Good morning, 347-387. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, darling. Good morning.
How are you, mommy?
I'm blessed. You already know. I'm blessed each and every day. I open my eyes.
That's right. Just wanted to say hello and good morning and have a wonderful week.
Thank you, and likewise. I've had, you know, you're on my prayer list, so just to let you know.
Yes, okay? Please.
You're on my prayer list.
Yeah, please. I had a really rough weekend, but you know what? I'm looking forward for this week.
Amen. That's right. You know, better days. Okay. I had to put you on hold real quick. I don't know what that noise was, but I know you're working, so hold on. I'm going to put you, I'm going to open the lines again.
Okay. I'm
going to keep you on hold because I know that you're working. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go into some music and I'll be right back. And I'm in the mood to hear the song that I actually opened up the show with. I don't know. It's just it's a song by Beacon Light, and it's called Heal Me. It's featuring Brianna Bailey, and that's the song I opened up with this morning. And I don't know. I just want to hear that song again. And why not? I could do it. It's my show, right?
You see all the broken hearts, shattered glass and broken hearts.
And I feel I'm slowly coasting. Will I make it when these waves hit? Look slim to none when you broken. And I feel them storms approaching. And all I see is this deep grave, and I dread that. I see red flags as I'm challenged by these replays. I dish the word, I used to pray a lot. Events occurred, now I stray a lot. I was traumatized when my daughter died. Now I often lie and not compromise. I don't know, just the hand I was dealt. The pain is too real, it demands to be felt. I feel like something's missing, and I'm put in a position where I gotta be a man for myself. I'm in a place where my faith is challenged. Take my anger, take my malice. This life's the beast, I'ma name a savage. It's hard to carry on when you claiming baggage. Take my sin, it keeps me excluded. I'm isolated, I seem secluded. I know the problems are deeply rooted. I need some healing, Jesus, do it.
You see all the broken hearts, just shattered glass and broken hearts. I need you to come heal me, breathe your breath into me.
I'm praying they stop it. I hope that they listen. Supposed to be Christian. They said they would never split, but I'm feeling like there's about to be a custody. They're really giving up on me and cheating on us. That's it, that's it, that's it. It's all that I hear from the kitchen is screaming. I wish I could go back in time and erase my whole life from existence. I'm feeling like I might be part of the problem. I guess I'm a negative number. If zero is cold, I'm feeling below. Emotions are rolling like thunder.
Lightning strikes, I'm on my crash and burn, crash and burn.
I thought we lived as kings, but all these paupers back to turn. And that's how I'm feeling. My parents were kings, but the kingdom is falling. It's broken, it stings. I look at the church, and I see the homeless. I see the broken, people divorcing. But through all that, a remnant remains. I pray we see Jesus. Jesus, we sing. Ashes to ashes, playing with tears in our eyes. Where is the hope? Where is the life? Where is the love that we used to display that came only from Christ? We used to be different. Our marriage just lasted, but now we just blend in like nothing has happened. Our hearts are lost, we've wandered far. Lord Jesus, take us home. We need you, God. Please heal your bride. We're praying at your throne.
Motivational Mondays. Make sure y'all keep it locked. And look out for my new video sermon. It's out now on the site, scholarvmg.com. Show your love and get inspired. You dig? You dig? Bad girls.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
Whatever it is you may be going through. look high.
You look high? What's wrong with you? I love God. You look high? What's wrong with you?
Make mistakes.
Motivational Mondays with your positive and empowered host, MA2K. I want to send out a virtual healing vibration to the world. Those hurting at this moment while they're fighting their demons, those in hospital beds or by someone's bedside, those incarcerated or dealing with a loved one that is, those just hearing the news that they have cancer, those losing a child, a parent, a partner, a friend. Please try within your pain to hold on and pray for understanding. I'm here praying alongside you.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
It's your boy TDI, aka TDI Music, and I'm here to tell you the turn up is over. It's Monday. Let's get inspirational. Let's get motivational. With my homegirl MAE2K, Motivational Mondays, baby. Let's do it.
June, hey, 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 hey.
Listening to Motivational Mondays with your positive and empowered host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, man. Thank you for hanging out with me. This is about to be the end of the show. I got one more song, though, and I'm going to leave you off with some Pink and Legend. But before the song, I want to thank everyone that supports the show, everyone that reposts. You're listening through, however you're listening through to this show, I appreciate it, whether it be live or in its archive. Thank you for supporting LushRadioOnline.com, supporting EmmaE2K.com. Make sure you follow us on all the social networks. So that's LushRadioOnline.com, EmmaE2K.com, E2KMagazine.com. We're Googleable, somos Googleables, so make sure you Google us and find out all our information. And please follow us on a positive note because don't forget we still got, you know, our security is serious, right? So thank you again for all the support, all the love. See you next Monday. I'm going to leave you with this song. It's called Don't Give Up. Really listen to the words of this song. And if this song is for you, then you're tuned in to the right station. Peace.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
I never thought Tried hard to settle down.